Good morning. Halfway point of the morning walk here in Boca Raton. And it is another amazing day. The new year is kicking off tremendously well. I hope the new year is going very well for you. And as the statement that led to this live video says, habits are either going to make you or break you. And it's my history and experience that at certain points in my chapters of life, there were habits that I had that were definitely leading me towards my desired outcomes. Good morning, Jane. Good to see you here. And then there were other chapters where I made statements that I had goals that I wanted to achieve, yet my habits and my routines and my consistency on a daily and weekly basis was counter to what I was proclaiming as a habit or a goal or a goal or a desired outcome that I had. You know, I want this, but if you look at the habits and routines that I had backing it up, there was no way I was going to get that. And like I said, there was, on the flip side of that, there were times when I had goals and desired outcomes when I did the work. I did what was mine to do on a daily and weekly basis. I followed through with, as you reap, as you sow, so shall you reap. I was sowing the proper seeds to reap the proper results. And there were times in my experience, my journey, where I was claiming I wanted results from the field, yet the work that I put in was not sowing the proper seeds, was not cultivating it in a manner that would produce anything other than weeds. So, you know, this is just bringing it back to full circle. Here we are at the beginning of 2019 as I'm recording this, and a lot of people go down that path of New Year's resolutions. Oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Okay, back it up with the proper actions, back it up with consistency, back it up with the habits, back it up with the routines, do the work that will guarantee that to become a result. And that only occurs when you have the discipline to start doing things that you haven't been doing and remain consistent with it. In the beginning, due to a little bit of discipline, a little bit of accountability, a little bit of shaking things up because it's new, but very shortly, it becomes something that is just part of your daily routine, part of your rituals, part of your habits that you look forward to. And you're planting and sowing the proper seeds where, of course, the field is going to produce the results that you want, that you desire. It's not magic. It's pretty darn simple. But it amazes me of how many people. Well, and I'm reflecting because, like I said, I've had chapters in my life where I talked a big game, but I didn't back it up with the proper work. And personally and professionally, you know, set goals to lose weight, set goals to do certain things, and didn't back it up with the proper work and consistency. But it amazes me how a lot of people fake it to themselves and lie to themselves to the point where they believe others don't see their habits, don't see their routines that are leading them far from the desired outcome that they're claiming. And you know, it's interesting to see, I can just say that. And I've been in those chapters of my life, chapters when I was not being consistent. I didn't have the right habits, I didn't have the right routines. And of course, I didn't win in some instances the wrestling tournament, in some instances the bicycle competition, in other instances sales competitions, things of that nature. However, on the flip side, when I did the work consistently with proper habits and routines, it's a shoo-in, man. I won the tournament. I won the bicycle competitions. I won whatever it is I was going for, the sales competitions. The results that we were seeking became manifest due to doing the daggone work. And this all circles back to habits. And I did a video yesterday. If you didn't see it, I actually watched it this morning. And yes, I watch my own videos. There's some that are super, super powerful. Yesterday was one of those. I would highly recommend you go back and watch it. You can go to thesimplifier.com/habits, and you're going to hear two scrolls from one of the most life-changing authors of our time, Og Mandino. And in those scrolls, it talks about how, by choice, and with consistency, you can take habits that were leading you down the wrong path and replace them with habits that are leading you towards the dreams and desires that you have been not fulfilling. So go to thesimplifier.com/habits. Watch that. Listen to scroll one. Listen to scroll two that I read and do a little bit of talking in between. And I will tell you this. Turn off the distractions, listen to it, and let it sink in. Listen to those words. It is profound. It is life-changing. It can get you on the path to putting the proper habits with consistency in place to reach levels of awesomeness that you've never thought were possible for you. So go check it out, thesimplifier.com/habits. And I will tell you this, if you're not in the Simplifier app, I will plant the seed. There are going to be some changes. I'm not going to be posting as much here on Facebook, these live things. They are going to be for people in my Simplifier app and in my world. So if you don't have the app, go register now at thesimplifier.com. Put your name and email in there. You're going to be emailed your password to log into your iOS and Android app. And I will be communicating mostly moving forward via email and through the app and less in Facebook due to me just seeing through some things that I'm not too happy and pleased with Facebook. They have face recognition, just to give you an idea. And you know how you get notified, hey, you know, you want to tag yourself in this photo, that photo, whatever. So they have the technology, yet they allow scammers to take my pictures and several of my friends' pictures, create fake profiles, scam people, and take them for rides psychologically, emotionally, and financially using my photos of myself, my children. And I reported it to Facebook. And in the past, they're like, oh, thanks for bringing it to our attention. We've removed that profile. Yesterday, I got an email saying, oh, we reviewed it and they don't violate our terms of service. Oh, really? Okay. So people can use other people's photos and pretend that's them on a Facebook profile and use pictures of their kids to scam people and take them on terrible rides emotionally, psychologically, and financially. And they have the technology to know the pictures are me. Right? So there's ulterior motives that I'm just not so pleased with. So I'm thankful for the platform, but I also don't see it. There's a lot of people that are seeing through the veil of bringing the world together, yet, you know, hey, I'm all about making some money, but there's also a lot of other agendas at play that go deep, deep, deep. So I'm just not so pleased with it. So I'm going to be doing less on Facebook and more in email, more in the Simplifier app, and more in a podcast. So there's going to be some changes. You want to be tapped in. If you've enjoyed these videos, you want to continue being inspired and having your eyes open to certain things, go to thesimplifier.com, register there. You will gain access to the app, which has, if I were to sell it for $5,000, I would rest easy at night knowing there's more than $5,000 of value in there. There's a $5,000 course that I give you for free that we actually sold for the people who were there live, $5,000 per ticket. And that went on to sell at $500 per DVD set. And you get that for free. You get interviews with Joe Vitale from The Secret. You get interviews with Ron Douglas, with Ty Cohen, with Marshall Silver, with on and on and on, expert after expert, all inside the app. And insights from me. So go to thesimplifier.com, register, get the app, and I look forward to making this 2019 experience the best year yet for all of us. Talk with you soon. So a couple things. The whole initial point of this video today is the power of habits. You need to understand that. So while you're at thesimplifier.com, register, and then also go to thesimplifier.com/habits, H-A-B-I-T-S, and watch yesterday's recording. Jane, yes, they're taking down posts, and it's not just about that. It's taking down posts that don't fit with any of their beliefs. So political, religious, pharma. I mean, it's terrible. And I put a little saying yesterday saying, you know, if Facebook admins remove a post without anyone knowing. They don't tell you, they just remove stuff. Did that post ever exist? It's kind of like the, if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound, right? So they're rewriting history. So it happens time and time again where, so, oh, let me go find that post. Man, that post just isn't around anymore. Yeah, they just took it away. So we're in their yard, I get it. Hey, let's play football, great. Oh, well, they changed the rules. Oh, okay, well, you can either leave or you can stay. And so we're in their playground, I get it. I appreciate the platform that it provided. And, you know, instead of me being used by it, I'm gonna use it in a way that I feel can deliver value, but not, I don't feel like playing in their playground as much, if that makes sense. All right, I'll chat with you soon. Make today great.